Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 29th. No weekly export sales announced today. They'll be delayed till tomorrow because of the Christmas holiday. We did not see any flash sales again here today. The grains were mixed overnight. March corn down a penny and a quarter, 681 and a half. March wheat down 9.5 cents at 776. And March beans up a half a cent at 1514 and three quarters. It looks like Argentina is going to get some decent rains here in the next 36 to 48 hours. But we're going to have 100-degree temp today. Next weekend, it's going to be 100 to 104 and then back down. But when it's hot next week, they will have some rains accompanying it. So, you know, again, doesn't sound terrible to me, but it's not helpful either. The crude oil has broken more than $2. Well, it's broken $1.60 off of last night's highs. The day's session, we're pretty much on our lows here. Even though crude bean oil was up 65 ticks, I don't think it'll be that strong here on the opening. We got plenty of rains from the Mississippi east. They're talking 3 to 5 inches of rain. West of the Mississippi, they're talking 1 to 2. But areas like Nebraska, Kansas, will all be getting some decent rains. I think that's why the wheat was lower overnight. In addition to the rains, the Russian ruble has just fallen out of bed here in the last 5 days. I'm not sure what it's significant of, but that makes the Russian wheat that much cheaper. We haven't been this low since better part of 2 months ago. So, you know, we're only about 2 cents away from new lows there. So it doesn't look good. And I don't know if it's an indication of Putin having problems or what, but it's making Russian wheat pretty cheap around the world, which locks us out of even more exports out here. So we've got crude lower, got the ruble having sold off very hard in the last week. I don't think any of that helps out here. We've got rains around. Maybe Argentina isn't as wet as we'd like to see it, but they are getting some rains. So I just don't see anything particularly positive out here unless the funds want to do their thing and buy more before the end of the year here. Frankly, you know, we were up 25 cents in the beans yesterday. Why you'd want to add to long positions and have to pay taxes on these gains on April 15th is beyond me. But it is what it is. So, you know, the funds will still control this thing. Argentina is the big mover in the beans. It's kind of a toss of the coin, whether it's friendly or whether it's a little bearish with the weather. So we'll have to see. The other markets, silver's up 33, gold's up $2. Not much impact there. The dollar's down 35 ticks, but I don't think that'll have a major impact either. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.